This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 5. Time for a change. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He's tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. In his book on change, William Bridges slyly wrote, "It isn't the changes that will do you in, it's the transitions." In other words, moving from an old situation to a new normal takes tremendous emotional work when you've grown used to doing things the old way. Even though Samuel had not wanted Israel to have a king at first, he'd grown used to the idea. Samuel had wanted the king to do the right things for the sake of God and the people, and he'd put enormous effort into guiding the young king Saul. So Samuel mourned about the man who could have been great, but turned out to be a poor leader of God's people. Grieving that loss was appropriate, but then Samuel got stuck in that depressive place. So God said, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king? I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." God understood Samuel's feelings, but it was time to move on, and he called Samuel to move with him. Samuel obeyed, and as he looked first at one and then another of Jesse's sons, he learned that it was not all about appearance, but about the person's heart. So he kept saying, "The Lord has not chosen this one." Then finally, after Jesse called his youngest son in from leading the family's sheep, Samuel anointed David to be the next king. Pray with me. Lord, when I get stuck, help me to change my perspective to your way of seeing things. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.